Hello and welcome to our ongoing series of conversations on how we communicate and connect with audiences using the skills of public relations for the PRSA's tech sector. Very fortunate today to catch up with Kristen Quinn. She's a director at Page PR in Houston. Kristen, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
Oh, thanks so much.
So, Kristen, wanted to ask you a little bit about what Page PR is all about, and I know that you guys are doing some really interesting work in the energy industry, but why don't you start by telling me a little bit about Page PR and what your mission is?
Yeah, Page PR is a small public relations and marketing agency that is growing very quickly in the heart of Houston. Houston is known as really the energy capital of the world, so it's no surprise that a lot of our clients that we work with are in the oil and gas, chemical, industrial, and renewable energy sector. Page PR is originally founded by Paige Donnell. She started off working in-house in the energy sector, so she has a lot of really great experience and industry knowledge for energy. And it's definitely an industry that takes a lot of knowledge and getting used to the technicalities of how things work. And upstream, midstream, and downstream. So there's so many different facets of it. So we really take that very seriously. We stay up to date with current headlines and what's happening in the news so we can stay informed and make sure that we let our clients know of any major happenings that they might not be aware of. And we also are able to really strategically recommend to them any type of editorial submissions that we think would be helpful or any other ways to really connect what they're doing with what's happening in the industry, I think is really our strategy and, you know, where we really see our sweet spot with helping our clients.
Oh, that sounds very interesting. And how long have you been with Page PR?
I've only been with Page PR about 6 months now. However, I worked with Page in the industry probably about 7 years ago or so for a small boutique agency where we also did a lot of oil and gas clients. So we stayed in touch, and then she talked me into joining the growing team, the quickly growing team. So I've been here for about 6 months now and really happy with transitioning with her.
Well, I know that you have about a decade of experience in this crazy industry under your belt already. Paige, what got you into the communications business?
So I originally graduated with my bachelor's degree in English from the University of New Hampshire, where I'm originally from. And I really enjoyed writing, but I wasn't sure where I wanted that to take me in my career. I didn't really want to go into journalism. Didn't really seem like that was for me. So I moved to Boston and took a role within a major financial organization. And while I was working there, they were looking for someone to fulfill an internal communications role. And so I had a lot of experience writing. I enjoyed writing, and I really enjoyed the people that I worked with. So I thought that would be a nice transition for me to try and take on that challenge, which I did. And so that was really my first taste of public relations. I hadn't really been aware of the industry before that. So it was kind of my first glimpse into the industry and a small part of what PR can do with internal relations. So from that role, I was able really to explore the industry and figure out, you know, if it was something I really wanted to pursue and do a little bit more.
You know, it's such an important audience, the internal audiences, especially if the companies are of any size, which if you were working for a major financial services organization, it must have been quite a large internal audience. How did you transition to the more public side of public relations? What were you able to bring? What insights did you bring from your internal communications experience to apply as we engaged with your more external audiences?
Well, yeah, I agree with you. Internal relations is definitely a very specific role. And I think that, you know, transitioning into a role that was more public-facing, where we were trying to reach out to the media and more public figures, it seemed like an easy transition for me to do, because no matter what you're doing in public relations, you're always considering who your target audience is and how best to communicate with them. So it's just a matter of kind of having that mentality. And so with an internal audience, obviously you're thinking about what they care about, the issues that they want to hear about. And then with a public facing, you know, audience, you're also taking those same skills and applying them to that. So I really enjoyed that transition of moving more towards media relations, which I think is something that I enjoy doing the most with public relations, which is funny because it was probably the thing that I was most scared of when I first started and kind of figured out what that was. I felt like I was bothering journalists when I sent them press releases or if I did a follow-up with them. It was something I was a little bit more hesitant about when I was more junior in this industry. And as I've progressed and been it now for more than a decade, I realized that, you know, journalists look for public relations professionals to help them do their job. And so we can really help them to, you know, to make their deadlines, to submit really great story ideas to their editors, and to, you know, eventually come up with these great articles that their audience cares about. So I've quickly learned that, you know, we're not bothering journalists. As long as you do your research and really understand a journalist's needs and the publication's needs, and, you know, we do our best to make their job as easy as possible, I think we've had really great success with connecting our clients with the media and with the headlines and being able to get them really great coverage just by doing our research and really understanding really how this all works, how it all plays out. So it's something that I really enjoy doing, and I think that we do a great job at Page PR.
Outstanding. You know, the energy industry in particular, though, it's you know, you talk about a major factor in the U.S. and, in fact, the global economy. Also an industry that's going through a tremendous amount of transition, very complex, and you describe the upstream, the downstream supply chain that have a lot of different communications needs. What have you learned in serving that industry that can help our audience understand the importance of communication and advancing an industry's interest?
So the industry is definitely changing, as many are. I think something that I've taken away recently with the energy industry is that it's the people who are running it, the crews that are running it, are becoming younger. So we're trying to communicate with a younger audience as the more senior people are kind of moving out and retiring and moving on. So as public relations has, you know, completely changed in the last 10 years, and I expect it to just keep evolving as we move forward, it's really important to do the same thing and continue learning and evolving with the industry to best communicate with your clients and with the media. So in terms of energy, with a younger audience, we see that there's better communication tools digitally maybe than with traditional public relations strategies that we've used previously. So particularly for the energy industry, we've been really noticing that social media has been really effective with communicating with our clients' target audiences. So we're really embracing that and really recommending that our clients do the same and really embrace social media as a major way to communicate with a number of audiences, including their internal audience as well. So it's definitely a transition for this industry, but I think the companies that embrace this are going to continue moving forward and continue their success no matter what the industry really does. And as we know, the industry is volatile. There's ups and there's downs. Right now, it's on the up and up for sure. But, you know, there could be a downturn around the corner. You just never know. So it's a matter of continuing to communicate no matter what the market is doing. I think that's very, very important, and it's something that we stress with our clients very much at Page PR, that even in a downturn, it's really, really important to continue to communicate. And during a time when maybe budgets are getting cut, public relations is really where you want to turn. So maybe there's not as much money to put into print or digital advertising, but you can continue your public relations strategy and continue communicating in a way that maybe is not going to cost as much as it would for, like I said, for advertising or something like that. But even in the downturns, it's really important to continue communicating, especially with an internal audience, just to let everyone know what's happening, because the more information that people know, the more comfortable they are, and really the better outcome you're going to get in the long run.
And I guess that's what having a decade of experience does for you, right? You do see that you're in a cyclical business, and that you can plan. The current trajectory is not the eternal trajectory. There will be a change, and you might as well plan and be prepared to communicate in both those up and those down conditions. Am I capturing that correctly?
Absolutely. And I think that's true in general for public relations professionals who are working in this industry. You might have your to-do list for today or for this week, and then something shifts, and you have to completely throw that out the window and reprioritize your day and what you have to do. So I think that's the same thing with this industry. You just have to be ready. You know, the only constant is really that it's going to change, and you have to be flexible and be able to roll with those changes and just reprioritize and figure out what you need to do to get the job done.
Outstanding. Kristen, thank you so much for sharing your story and for giving us a little bit of a glimpse of what it's like to serve such a critical industry as the energy industry with an appropriate and effective communication strategy. Thank you very much for taking the time to chat.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.